Hello, this is Jack Nicholson, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil, out here, just a little bit
sweet, but
tripping out.
Get
out
the frost, dude.
And get the light
roller.
Hold on,
y'all.
Time for another installment of the radio podcast known as Jonah Radio. I am the aforementioned Jonah Ray. Dio, once again, can't make it. Cash Hartzell.
Hi, everybody.
His last Los Angeles recording of this podcast.
Yeah, it
for
is.
Now.
It is. I might stop in the outskirts sometime as I continue my comedy nomad ways. That's what I've become. I'm following the wastes.
I love it. I love it. I love the way you flow in your life. Life is a river, as I've been reading in this book written by a white Buddhist. Neil Mahoney is here. Neil is installed. Neil is in the mountains right now.
Yes, in the mountains of Idlewild, California, where I brought all of the smoke from Los Angeles, and this whole fucking experiment was a failure.
Oh, it got up there, huh?
Yeah, like the day, like as I got here, it was worse than Los Angeles.
It was like the fog. It was like tracking you up the mountain as you were going up.
Well, like I got off the 10 and I'm like going south and I'm going in through these canyons and I'm like, oh my God, blue sky, blue sky, blue sky. Then I come up out of the canyons and I'm like, oh, nope, there it is.
Yeah, there it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then I was telling Cash I spent the morning splitting tree stumps. And I was like,
that's nice. How are your hands?
My hands are fine.
Your soft editor hands. How are they holding up?
It was a matter of like just like sweating, and then like the smoke was like, you know what? This is probably not a great time to be doing physical activities outdoors.
What are you talking about? the men that built this country were constantly covered in smoke.
Yeah. Well,
that was soot. Soot.
Yeah, and the life expectancy was about 46.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, still could be for any one of us. This is exciting. Cash, you're going up to Santa Cruz, land of good riddance.
Yeah, no, they're from there. They're from up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the band Good Riddance.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I proved to myself this week that I would be dead without my wife in a very interesting way. She was finished cutting my hair and she had put down the razor and walked away. And I said, hey, what about this part? And I picked up the razor and put just a fucking streak down the side of my head. Because
wow, look at that.
Yeah, just, I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's skin.
Yeah, balded. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was stylish though.
Like, it was literally one of those things where like, there was no reason for me to do it. It wasn't that long. It probably was just a hair that had stuck there and like hadn't been brushed away. But I did that with like 2 seconds of non-supervision. I can't, like, if it's been 8 months, however long it's fucking been, oh, I would have been so dead by now.
She should have given you the safety clippers.
Yeah, exactly. That's
just unplugged it
for not giving me, like, shaking her keys at me while doing the haircut.
Well, we got a show for everybody here. We're all distance, as we hope you are, and handling it well as we are not. One of the most exciting things, and this happened like the day after, this was announced the day after we recorded last week, but, one of my favorite, Beastie Boys releases was finally put out onto the streaming, platforms. It hasn't even really been in print on vinyl or CD. I got it on vinyl as an EP they made called Aglio e Olio, which, was done.
Aglio e Olio?
Aglio e Olio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that something in oil?
Yeah. It's basically like pasta and oil or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like a dumb thing. But like, I remember I bought it and it's a hardcore EP that they did with, I think the drummer was in the drummer they used was in Suicidal Tendencies, I think, and I believe it was recorded at G Spot, their place in Atwater Village in Los Angeles, around like I think
oh, wow.
before it was like right around before they went to back to New York, I think, to do Hello Nasty.
Really? I didn't realize it was that late. For some reason, I had always thought it was really early. So this is them coming back to hardcore.
They were never a good hardcore band until, Check Your Head. They were a terrible hardcore band. They were a great rap group. And then they became a great hardcore band again.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's like you got to learn how to play music, and then you can go back and play music well.
Or simple.
Yeah. Well, what's that? I think it's Chris Rock that says, if only I could, with the talent I have now performing, if only I could redo the bits from earlier in my career.
Yeah.
Because I I can nail them.
Yeah. Just by repeating them. More often.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to play a song from that EP. The song's called Deal With It. And when we come back, we're going to get some else. Here's Deal With It, Beastie Boys, one of my favorite songs and releases they've ever done.
McDonald, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
Thanks, Mikey Mac. Mikey Mac, that's the new name. Mikey Mac. Mikey. Michael McDonald.
There he is.
Sweet old.
I wonder if
Mikey
he was at Sturgis. He's a big biker dude. A lot of bikers are fan of him. Yeah, he was in the Doobie Brothers, man.
I guess so. I guess the Doobie Brothers are in that, but I feel like Michael McDonald went like jazz after he left the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Easy listening more than, although.
Hey, paycheck's a paycheck, man.
Yeah. I probably told this story before, but I was a valet at a hotel that used to host the easy listening jazz performances on the weekends, like by the pool. They would have that, you know, whenever they were
live poolside at the Hilton Cabana.
And they get fucking wild. Like, they're just as wild. Like, it's a pool bar. Like, it's a hotel pool bar, but they're fucking drunk and they're
wailing.
Here's
the thing. Of course you're going to, like, you won't care about the rules. Once you get rid of the frets off of a bass.
It is just so smooth.
Cash, what do you want to do right now?
I want to make love to you. That's the
no,
song,
no,
right?
No. I don't think that's it. Not yet. Is there anything else?
I just want to make a music news.
Oh, you got that right, you goddamn son of a bitch.
You I ain't no messing with no goddamn son of a bitch.
It is time for music news. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Neil sent this one in. Avid listener and sometimes appearer on the podcast, Neil Mahoney, sent this one into our hotline. But we've talked about her before. Nandi Bushell, who is the tiny little girl that plays like metal songs and hard rock songs and stuff like that. And she did on Twitter, she did Hero by Foo Fighters. And then she challenged Dave Grohl to a drum battle. And then and she matched Dave Grohl beat for beat. It's incredible to see this little girl doing this. And she also can play everything. And like, it's insane if you can check out these videos. But then Dave Grohl responded to her when she said she wanted to do a drum off challenge. And this is what this girl, it's at Nandi_Bushell. And so this is what through the Foo Fighters Twitter that Dave Grohl sent her.
Okay, Nandi, you got me. You win round one, but I got something special for you. Something you've never heard before. Something I've never heard before, because I'm about to write this off the top of my head for you.
Cool, wouldn't that blow your mind, being a little kid, being able to reach out to, I mean, that's the good part of Twitter right there.
Yeah.
It's a good part of rock stars being trapped at home too.
Yeah, good point. And that was the Grohlettes in the background. That was Grohl's daughters doing the Nandi.
I gotta say, after all this time, it's great to see a rock star finding a good reason to write a song for an underage girl. this is the only good time maybe that has happened.
Yeah.
Well huge, played. Huge problematic history of songs about underage girls.
Yeah. What was that one? Never mind. Yeah, I can't remember it.
Young girl.
Come on, just off the top of your head, let's...
Me and Matt Bronger were going to make this video about this song where like... Yeah, it was like the whole song was this dilemma that this guy was singing about how this girl was like 15 years old. She's only 15 years old.
Oh, Night Ranger?
No, it's like an individual dude. It's some guy.
Oh.
Guys, sort of on the music news tip.
Yeah.
In moving, I found one box of CDs. Like, of all this stuff. And... You know, as is the one box of CDs you keep, it's stuff that you can't find, you're never going to find again. This is my Santa Cruz Sucks punk compilation.
Oh, wow. that is a very 90s cartoony cover there.
Oh, yeah. It's a pig cop pointing. Oh, but on the back, you see that he's taking away his skateboard and he's pointing to a sign that says, "No music, no skates, no fun, no nothing. SCPD Ordinance 666.
Oh.
Let's see if you've heard of any of these.
Good riddance. Saxophone guy, Tim Capello.
Fury 66.
Oh, there you go. I think they were.
Soda Pop, Fuck You. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I think that's Soda Pop. That was Steve Caballero's band. Riff Raff. Vincent's Ear, Gore Hounds, X-Girl 13 sounds like something that I saw in a lot of. Fat Goddess Friday, Reliance, It, Locus, Vessel, and Slow Gherkin.
Oh, Slow Gherkin. They I think they were on Fat or something like that.
They should tour with Skank and Pickle.
There was a band called Locust?
Yeah. Locust, excuse me. Not the Locust. No, yeah. I would remember if the Locust were from Santa Cruz.
Oh wow, we should do. We should do an episode when you get up there and get settled. We should do like a breakdown of those, and you should like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would literally have to find a CD player to digitize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just tried to look it up to see if there was anything streaming, and there's a Discogs by, and then I also found fucking Band Night from 1998 when my senior year of high school.
Oh wow.
Sporklift. I don't think they went on. Purgatory. Blue Morning. Knievel, which they've got two tracks, one called 151 and one called Pimp in a Truck. And remember, is a band full of it's an all boys school band. So
yeah.
And then actually the reason I bought this was a friend of mine had a surf band called Monster Pete and the Chiefs, and they have four tracks on this.
It's funny. I did a article for Spin that came out last week, and in it I talk about all the bands I had when I was like growing up, and one of them was just like the first one was like me and this kid who played saxophone that I knew, and we decided we were just going to do Tequila at our we were I think in fourth grade, and we did Tequila at the talent show, and there was just a Tequila, like you might not know, but people knew it enough.
Had Pee Wee come out yet? Had the scene happen?
Yes, yeah, that scene had happened. So it was like put in a movie that a lot of kids saw, and probably the reason we knew it. But I remember it was like we played it, and then there was an entire Catholic school full of people like going Tequila. And at the time, it was so fun. But looking back now, I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
my little joke about it was like I wonder if like in 20 years it's going to be like a kid in a talent show doing WAP.
Yeah. Nicotine, cocaine.
I remember a talent show from maybe like first or second grade, and it was our class did. It hasn't aged well, but the We Are Siamese from Aristocrats.
Oh, We Are Siamese, if you please.
Yes.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Yeah.
I don't think that's from Aristocrats. I think that's from 101 Dalmatians. Or
is
Lady
and
the Tramp. Maybe it's Lady and the Tramp.
It might have been Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, it seems older than
I remember that.
Shit, is that why the lady is a tramp?
She's Siamese?
No, because she has
they had crazy. Oh, but I remember us doing that, and then the older grades did their thing, and one of them did Walk Like an Egyptian. And I remember being so upset that I didn't know that pop music was allowed. Like we just got a Disney movie, and I was like, there's so many better songs that we could have done. I did not realize that we could have like just pulled from the whole, I thought it was Disney specific is what I'm saying. And I still hold on to that.
Tom DeLonge, still on his bullshit, he alludes to alien presence during Jesus Christ's birth. That's like a double down of like stuff. It's like, I think aliens exist. Okay, cool. And they were there when Jesus Christ was born. Like, okay. So, yeah. And he says, the Star of Bethlehem, was that a star or a craft?
Ooh.
That's his take.
Does he just go through every saying that has star in it now and just replace it with craft? Like
this is what he says. Things were written in text thousands of years ago. Like hearing voices in your head. A burning bush that was talking. The ancient text may have called it God. But I'm just saying it's not that simple.
Yeah, we should definitely be able to figure it out just by thinking about it.
The power of positive thinking, Neil.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, it's not conspiratorial. Anybody can go to the CIA website and read thousands of reports. There's just a vacuum of conversation. Our government has had decades of the very difficult burden of dealing with... Oh, wow, now he's siding with the government.
Oh, that's...
Had the burden of dealing with something that is extremely advanced but poorly understood. They need time to dig into this, to understand it, to gather the data, and analyze it.
That is somebody who's been turned. Like somebody gave him some scraps of information, be like, I'm gonna give you this shit. You gotta make us look good, man. Like you will have like a pathway of everything that we throw out in the garbage. But
just get out in front of us and tell them that we're overworked, because I am going to get fucking fired, dude. I've been taking Fridays off for 6 years.
What do I do? Do I take all of this money you're offering me for life, or do I stay in Blink-182? That's also money for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's going to be a new movie coming out starring Riz Ahmed. You know Riz Ahmed?
Yeah, he was in the
Night of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is going to be in a movie that tells the story of a punk metal drummer who's losing his hearing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's he's going to be playing a Western? He plays Ruben, a recovering heroin addict who is losing his hearing. His girlfriend Lou, who is also his bandmate, checks him into a sober living house for the deaf. From there, the drummer has to decide whether to adapt to a new situation or pursue his beloved music career.
Hmm.
That's kind of neat. It's there was, what was the DJ one? It's All Gone, Pete Tong, about the DJ, the popular. It came out when I was working at the ArcLight. It's probably the only reason I know it.
Mm-hmm. I remember the name.
Yeah, so Pete Tong is like a huge DJ, like a, you know, like EDM DJ, and then the movie's called It's All Gone, Pete Tong, about like a DJ who just loses his hearing, but then kind of figures out a way to continue to make music after he has a breakdown by, like, you know, vibration.
Ooh.
Oh, that's neat.
So it's essentially the end of Mr. Holland's Opus, I guess.
I don't know. Does he solve crime with the sonic vibrations? It sounds like something he could get into.
Is that does sound like something he can get into. Cash, you probably went to some raves, huh?
Nope.
Never went to a rave.
Never went to a that there were I never I couldn't no. I knew a bunch of people that would and they used to have big ones at the LA Sports Arena when I was in college. So the weekends there would be a ton of people in glow in the dark stuff. But no, I didn't like the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just seemed
I didn't like the people.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like the people. The drugs were interesting, but the yeah,
it just candy flipping. They called it.
Yeah, they did.
Acid and Molly, or not even Molly, but like ecstasy. No, right?
Ecstasy. Yeah,
ecstasy yeah. And acid.
I thought that was the same thing.
Molly but is pure Molly, MDMA. Yeah,
so it doesn't have the speed in it, essentially, so, right?
Yeah, and this is my own education, not particularly the truth, but it seemed to me that they figured out MDMA, they put it out on the market, and then they started running out of it. It was very hard to manufacture. So then they started making pills that had MDMA in it and also speed and cocaine. And it was sort of like a hodgepodge sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then somebody figured out how to make MDMA a lot more plentiful. And they're like, okay, we don't need to put that other shit in it.
Yeah.
Which is, but yeah, I lost a friend to ecstasy very early on. I was like,
wow, really?
Yeah, 10 or 11. And so it always scared me away from it.
Because it can't kill you. Like,
yeah, you can like overheat real easy.
That's
yeah,
the thing, no, right? It turns out to be like a dehydration thing, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was, it can make some pretty big like ripples in your brain. And it destroyed his serotonin levels. So he was sort of a zombie, for a while, and then he ended up, driving his car off a cliff.
Yeah. Cause you can't get it back.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think, yeah. So he was it was a suicide, but it was,
yes,
it was also like, I was like 12 and, everything. So it was just sort of like, I'm going to stay away from the powders and the pills.
Yeah. Good.
Which served me right.
Yeah. If I were to tell you guys that recently Notorious B.I.G.'s plastic crown that he wears on the cover of his album King of New York. No, sorry. It was for the King of New York magazine shoot. Sorry. But it's a very iconic image of Notorious B.I.G. We've all seen it. That thing is plastic and it just sold. How much do you think it sold for?
I'm going to say $50,000.
$50,000. Okay, Neil?
I'm going to go 100.
100, okay, great. I'm going to go with the right answer because it's in front of me. It is $594,000.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bought for $6, and then it went into a Sotheby's first ever hip-hop auction.
Ooh. Oh,
what else? Is there anything else listed?
You know what? I just read that part in it, so I'm clicking through now. Sotheby's auctioned off Notorious B.I.G.'s King of New York Crime. Also available are Tupac Shakur's Teenage Love Letters.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah, no, that's got to be overwritten.
Yeah. And it's also, like, weird because I'm sure it's...
To a teenager? Oh,
yeah. It's, let's see. The Teenage Love Letters Tupac Shakur was also hit with an estimated cost of $60,000 to $80,000 as part of a rich correspondence with his high school sweetheart, Kathy Loy. It includes cameos from Jada Pinkett, as when Shakur writes, "Jada told me she can see how much I love you."
Yeah.
Loy's 11th grade yearbook is also available, including these messages from Shakur and a baby.
That's right. They went to like a fame high school.
It was a theater class. It was a theater school of some sort.
Hey, I like the idea of that someday somebody's going to sell my letters and be like, there's cameos in here from Donald Trump. I called him an idiot. And so apparently there's cameos. It, like, you can do that with written things.
Yeah. well, we're going to take a break for a song and an ad. And when we come back, we'll get into some more music news. This next song coming up is a submitted track. It is by someone named Van Perp. It's
called like Sitting on the Corner. Like P-U-R-P or P-E-R-P?
V-E-N-P-E-R-P.
Oh, Van Perp. So like somebody sitting in a van about to do a
V-E-N,
crime.
V-E-N, like Venn diagram without the second M.
I believe hopefully I got this right. But anyway, here is the song, Sitting on the Corner.
Sitting down the goddamn corner doing two. Sitting down the goddamn corner doing two. Sitting down the goddamn corner doing two. They're out here smoking pot. Look at you.
Hey everybody, it's Cash here to talk to you about Keeps. Did you know 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. Well, now you can get treated from home. You used to have to go to a doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. And Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll have. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/radio to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/RAYDIO. Keeps.com/radio. Keep it.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. And also check out Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix.
Hey, all right, we're back with some mezzanazzanos. So I think I've always been more of a Liam guy when it came to Oasis, and now it might be official. Noel Gallagher is an anti-masker. He said the whole thing is bollocks, and there's too many fucking liberties being taken away from us by now. He also goes on to say, there's a killer virus that's sweeping through the train, is going to come and attack me, but see me having a sandwich and go, oh, leave him alone, he's having lunch. I don't give a fuck. I choose not to wear one, and if I get the virus, it's on me. It's not on anyone else. If every other cunt's wearing a mask, I'm not going to catch it off them, and if I've got it, then they're not going to catch it off me. I think it's a piss take. It's not how the mask works. It's about protecting other people, and it really is a thing that is showing how little people care about other people.
It's
fucking hubris, man.
I just can't hear anything but like contrarian English guy down at the pub pissing off about something from him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime he speaks up, it's not that good. And every time Liam says something, it's funny.
I've been trying to decipher some of his soccer tweets, and I'm just like, I'm never going to understand.
Yeah, because it's like the way he tweets is like real Cockney rhyming, and then it's also about like it's real deep into soccer and football. So it's like it's hard to understand at all.
Yeah, and it's just and it's like sentence fragments, and it's like, come on, and
then come on.
All right,
LGX.
Yeah.
Turns out, according to a book that's going to be coming out, that the president of these United States thinks the
current
best...
or otherwise.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Current or otherwise.
Current Herman. President of the United States of America. His favorite music video of all time, November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
He's such an 80s guy.
What a nerd. No, he just likes the fucking models of it. What's her name? Stephanie something or other.
Yeah, but I also feel like there's something in his choice of that, because it's like, it's such an epic video. Like, they spent so much money on it. There's so many like sweeping shots. It's also like the ultimate, like, there's just something terrible, extra terrible about it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's not the one with the dolphins. That's the one with Slash playing in front of the church.
Yes.
The church, the train, and then there's also rain in it, and then someone dives over a wedding cake to get out of the rain. Someone shouldn't have left the cake out in the rain.
No, that's the...
As prophesied.
Yeah, from the 60s.
This is a terrible story, but literally... Wouldn't it make you feel worse if he was like, the fucking Wax video where the guy's running down the street is my favorite music video?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel bad about that too. I would feel bad about just about any music. Just the fact that, like, why does Donald Trump have an opinion on music videos? No other 84-year-old man or 76-year-old man. Nobody has an opinion on music videos. I barely do. And I was there for the heyday of it.
That's true. And it's crazy because I guess he brings it up a lot. Sarah Huckabee Sanders in her book wrote this. The president told Hope Hicks and me in the Oval Office he wanted the classic Guns N' Roses song November Rain added to his rally playlist. He told us it was the greatest music video of all time and made us watch it to prove his point, even though neither of us had disagreed.
I'm looking at like stills from it now, and like it's there's like a big wedding scene, and Stephanie Seymour, the supermodel, is wearing the trashiest wedding dress I've ever seen.
Axl Rose's like hate to Trump even that much sweeter.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's like involved. Maybe he's doing that just to troll Axl.
No, because this happened before all that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. This like all these this was like a this was already like a thing that like people know about him that are close to him.
That's
and it turns out he loves them.
I've given it some more thought, and I think I know why he loves this November Rain video, because he's like, there's a dude who's hiding a bald spot who got caught on the rain, and it looks great. Like, the production value on that is amazing.
That's right.
Get me those guys.
You know, it's nuts though. It's like, I'm not saying liking and supporting Trump makes you shitty, but you usually are a shitty musician to like Trump.
Okay.
Ace Frehley says Trump is the strongest leader that we've got on the table. Kid Rock, who's suffering from some neck problems right now, got shots of steroids put in there so he could fly out to perform a rally in Michigan for Trump.
Wow. Jesus.
He doesn't live in Michigan?
I think he lives in the South now.
He lives in like Nashville, I think, right?
He had that bar that he left open and a bunch of people got sick from.
That's right. I just need to go back to the last Kid Rock story we did.
Yeah. And
the director of November Rain also did Highlander 3, so.
Hey!
Although it's well known that Trump's favorite movie is Bloodsport, and that he has a VHS cut of it that's like 28 minutes long, that's just all the violence from it.
I always wanted to do a comedic sequel to one of the Highlander movies, where it's a Highlander 5, There Can Only Be Fun. John Fogerty from CCR, he got upset at Trump using the song Fortunate Son at his campaign rallies, and says the very first lines of Fortunate Son are, some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. But when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon at you. Well, that's exactly what happened recently in Lafayette Park when the president decided to take a walk across the park. He cleared out the area using federal troops so that he could stand in front of St. John's Church with the Bible. It's a song I could have written now. So I find it confusing. I would say that the president has chosen to use my song for his political rallies, when in fact, it seems like he is probably the fortunate son.
Yeah, silver spoon in hand.
Yeah.
Lord, don't they help themselves.
But I'm done talking about Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about Trump less on this show. I want to talk about Kanye West on the show. But I repeat myself.
Oh.
Well, Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
Now that's a guy.
Jimmy Carter confirms Willie Nelson smoked out his son on the roof of the White House.
Oh no.
Oh man, that's a like, oh, your dad caught you getting high with Willie Nelson. Well, that's,
it says
that's...
we leaned against the flagpole at the top of the place and lit one up. That's great.
I suppose you could kind of get away with that confession when your dad's like, what, 96 years old?
Yeah.
And you're like 60 something.
Yeah. Hey, boy. Cash.
Hmm.
Anyone living or dead, who would you want to get high with? Music-wise.
Music-wise.
Garcia, you want to like shoot some H with Garcia?
Not at all. Jim Belushi, he's a musician.
Jim Belushi.
He played,
My dream was always to get high with him in the back of a house of blues.
You guys realize you're saying Jim Belushi, not
John.
Yeah,
I think
Belushi.
That's the joke. That's the joke. It's Jim Belushi.
I was really when he got brought in before they threw him out to the Blues Brothers. It was a good. They were creative during that time. I don't know.
He did a blues album. Jim Belushi did a blues album with Dan Aykroyd called "Briefcase Full of Blues."
No, "Briefcase Full of Blues" is there are two Blues Brothers albums, and they are actually good.
No, but maybe it's Suitcase. It's like have Love Will Travel. It's some, here's the thing. I remember this because I remember seeing them perform it on TV.
Yes.
And that's when I thought of the Dan Aykroyd joke years ago. Because it was like so lame. It was so lame that I was like, no. My mom was like, I don't get it.
No, he's dead.
Living or dead.
Living or dead.
Well, but he just died of drugs. I was thinking of Justin Towns Earl.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is who do I want to get high with? Well, a lot of them have gotten sober, so I don't want to like
Cash. It's not. It's not a real thing. It's not like we're gonna find out who you want.
We don't know
and
who
then
listens.
Set it up.
Oh, okay.
We're just gonna. It's just a fun hypothetical conversation. I bet Neil will have one right away.
I had my contacts open. I was ready to text whoever I could.
Oh, okay.
To. Yeah.
Okay. Ted Leo. I'm shooting for achievable. Tony Thaxton.
All right. Moving on. Turns out vinyl sales surpassed CD sales for the first time in 34 years.
Wow.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess at this point, if you're going to, you're nobody shopping at stores. So if you're going to get shipped something, you might as well get shipped something taller.
Is that how you, was that your mail order husband ad? If you're going to get shipped something, might as well make it taller. Hi, I'm Cash Hartzell. I'm over 6 feet and I'm looking for a wife.
In the Philippines. Reverse yeah. transaction.
So I'm happy now, but I could have been happy with a 7 foot Filipino lady is what you're telling true. Me.
I meant you were the one who was tall. You're shipping, I said mail order husband, like you would get shipped out.
Well, now I'm thinking of a 7 foot tall Filipino lady.
There you
go.
Oh,
boy.
So Flea recently from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, not the other Flea.
Oh, okay.
He recently tweeted out randomly, what's the best Cannibal Corpse album? And then roughly 20 minutes later, looking at those responses, he says, okay, I'm going to go with Tomb of the Mutilated. And of course, Tomb of the Mutilated by Cannibal Corpse sounds like this. If you're familiar there, if you weren't, all right. But then, so that came out in 92. And so Flea responded after listening to it, 20 minutes later going all caps, this shit is fucking insane. Woo. Wah.
That is, great.
I want to know, like, it's like how many times it's like what in Flea's life where he's like, you know, dropping off his kids at the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. And he's just kind of going like, it's like, people keep on mentioning Cannibal Corpse.
I wonder if his kids are of like the age of like, they are listening to it now.
Like they're starting to go back and listen to hard stuff. And yeah, because, you know, it's very possible.
They could be
I like, you know, I always, I still love, like one of my favorite jabs at Marin was I ran into him at a record store. And he was just tweeting about how he was like, finally listened to like Fugazi and stuff like that and Discord, early Discord stuff. And I was getting something new and like, that's what he was buying. He was buying like, I think a Fugazi LP or something like that. And he's like, I was like, oh yeah, Fugazi, saw you tweeting about how you're trying to catch up. And like, he's like, oh yeah, what are you getting? I was like, I guess just stuff you'll be listening to in 20 years. He's like, and then his response was like, ah, yeah, all right, man, good. That was a good one.
Yeah,
he's old.
Yeah. but that is it for music news, guys.
Before
music
we close it up.
News.
I found four more CDs.
Oh, yes, think, yes, please.
That I think are a little emblematic. We got three. That one's just cool. We got Lee Presson and the Nails.
Okay.
This is a goth swing band from the 90s.
Oh, no shit. A goth swing bang. From the 90s, you say?
Yeah. some
didn't
of the tracks
make the soundtrack available to Swingers.
No, not at all. Some of the tracks are not
made
available
the soundtrack
online
to Swingers? No.
We got
edit that out? Oh, no, God, edit no, that out.
Nope. Not even looking at the time. We got Andrew Bird, Early Side Project.
Hey, nice.
Not available online. I went looking for it the other day.
He whistles.
This is before he whistled. This is when he hung out with a squirrel nut zippers.
Oh, no.
Nobody mentions that. Nobody mentions that, but he was on like 3 Squirrel Nut Zippers albums. And then, of course, the Sublime single from Doing Time.
Oh, look at that.
It's got a remix by Wyclef Jean, the album version. It's got a Bradley version, and it's got the Far Side version. It's a great.
Nice.
From Doing Time. Is that one of their albums, or is that like a movie?
That's the single. That was a post-death single. They did a remix.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to take a break with a song. And when we come back, there's more show to shoe. Shooty show to shoe. The shooty you shoe. This next song is a submitted track from the band. Yeah, sure. Give it a listen. Here you go. This is the song Hot Brains coming through on radio.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. I let it fester for too long. I let it permeate into my blood and soak into my soul. I'm so sick of being still. I'd do anything just to feel. I never took punches all that well. Thought I built these walls to save myself. Instead, I built a cell. Now I got a fever in my brain. Burn so high, gonna burn to death if I don't let off the steam. I'm so sick of being still. I'd do anything just to feel. I'm so sick of being still. I'd do anything just to feel. I'd let it fester for too long. Let it permeate into my blood and bone. Got blood sores on my brain. Somebody flip me over and let them drain. I'm so sick of being still. Do anything just to feel. I'm so sick of being still. I'd do anything just to feel.
What up? This is Corey Taylor from Slipknot, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
Hey, all right. That was Yeah, Sure with Hot Brains, a submitted track. If you want your music on this show, feel free to email us, JonahRadio, R-A-Y-D-I-O, @gmail.com. Give us a Bandcamp link is what we prefer most, but just let us know what you're up to. Let us know if you have any friends that are in bands and send us their way. Spread the word. We're just trying to help people out. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And we need new station IDs.
We need new station IDs.
We've been repeating a lot.
Well, I just haven't put all of them on. I still have to like get them from my old hard drive and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But I'll do my best. And yeah, more station D's. Always a good way to do it. Guys, it is time for Today in Music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It's when I go to another site I found and just read what's on it. Huh.
Today is the greatest.
This has got to give rock and roll to you, man.
I know, but you can use today as the greatest.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're right. Oh, that's great. Give us a cover. Give us an 8-bit cover of Today by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Or guys! Today is going to be the day.
You're going to throw a bang. Right. In 1963, on this day, Thursday, this is September 16th.
Yeah.
I wish it would give me a week option just to kind of do it all, but what are you going to fucking do? But She Loves You by the Beatles was released on Swan Records in the U.S. Although the song was currently number one in the U.K., She Loves You was ignored in the U.S. until 1964, the following year, when it would finally reach the top of the U.S. pop chart. How about that?
Really? I didn't know that they lagged like that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't until they got here, right? When they were on TV?
Yeah, pretty much.
They went nuts for them when they were on TV.
But not American TV.
No, Ed Sullivan was American, wasn't he?
Yeah. What year was that? Not 63.
Exactly.
In 1966, on this day, the Rolling Stones, in Rolling Stones news, member of Parliament Tom Drilberg asked Britain's House of Commons to officially deplore the action of the magistrate who'd earlier called the Rolling Stones complete morons who wear filthy clothes. So, Neil, you weren't far off.
Yeah. Well, that's what my grandmother would say.
You call them dirty Beatles?
No, she would say, my dad was into the Rolling Stones, not the Beatles, and she was like, they're so dirty.
Oh, wow.
Why can't you like the Beatles? At least they're clean.
That was the whole pitch for them.
Walk me through the technicals of what he asked that again. Say that again. He asked him to officially deplore something?
Asked Britain's, member of Parliament, Tom Drilberg, asked Britain's House of Commons to officially deplore the action of a magistrate who had earlier called, this is a British site, okay?
Yeah. I just wonder, can we bring that over to us? Can we deplore the action? And when I say us, I mean the three of us. Can we collectively vote to deplore each other's actions?
I think so.
Okay.
It's easy to have a majority.
New segment.
It's an odd number.
New segment. All right, let's see what else we got here. In 1977, on this day, 29-year-old former T-Rex singer Mark Bolan was killed instantly when a car driven by his girlfriend, Gloria Jones, left the road and hit a tree in Barnes, London. How about that? How about that?
So how many recording legends have trees taken from us? There's Mark Bolan, Sonny Bono.
What's the guy from, what was the band that was friends with Motley Crue?
I don't know.
Chinese Rocks?
Hanoi Rocks.
Hanoi Rocks.
Hanoi Rocks.
Racist.
Did that plane go down in a forest that killed Buddy Holly?
Yep.
That could be one. Yeah, that's one.
Leonard Skinner as well.
Yeah.
We're starting to stretch it. The wood from the gun that Kurt Cobain used was probably from a tree.
Yeah, that's true.
In 1979, on this day, the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight was released.
Oh. Yeah.
While it was not the first single to feature rapping, it was generally considered to be the song that first popularized hip-hop in the United States and around the world.
It was definitely the first rap song to have rap in the title.
True, yes. Yeah. And hip-hop. I said hip. Hop the hippie. The hippie. So the hip hop. Sounds like someone having a stroke. if you read it like I do.
If you were to take that song to somebody and say, look, listen to this song. This is the basis for biggest musical thing that's going to happen in the next 20 years. It all comes from this song. They would have thought that all songs were going to be about food from now on, because there's a lot of that song that is about eating food. It's not a bad thing, but it's not something that was continued in hip hop.
Yeah.
This song is going to lead to a guy pissing on a Grammy.
Neil, no Kanye news.
All right. Sorry.
It's just Graham.
An unnamed asshole.
I just have to say, in the spirit of that, they are lucky my Emmy nomination certificate is too wide for the bowl.
Hey.
It's only when you win the awards so you can fit them in the toilet.
Here's a weird one. I don't think I ever knew this story. On this day in 1996, 21-year-old Ricardo Lopez was found dead in his Hollywood apartment after committing suicide. I'm like, who's that? I don't know. Why is this music, this day music? Before his death, Ricardo had mailed an acid bomb to Icelandic singer Bjork's London management.
Holy oh, wow. shit.
Never heard that story. That was in 96.
Crazy. Acid bombing. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He went international with it?
Yeah. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts? Everything else I don't give a shit about. None of these things. So, 2013, a souvenir booklet from 1967, Monterey Pops Festival, signed by Jimi Hendrix, fetched $6,500 on eBay. Yeah, none of this stuff. I don't care.
Jump
all
change.
Right, well, that's it. That's it. That's it for that segment.
All right.
Hey, Willie Nelson. All right. It is Willie Nelson. It's who you want to get high with.
That's who you want to get high with.
It's just, it's like that. Even people that don't want to get high want to get high with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, for sure. New music coming out from Eels, and Tom Petty just released another unreleased track, and Steve Malcolm has put out a new single, and Future Islands, and there's even a Marilyn Manson song that I don't mind that came out, but that's some new music coming out in the world today. That is it for our show. That's all we have, really, that stuff. This was a fun one. I had a good time. It made it helped me relax. After, having to do an audition with Mark Paul Gosselaar over Zoom.
Ooh. Is he?